Chapter 5. The Mystery of the Third Room. Several things happened right after this incident. These only made me more curious about Wyatt's situation. One of the things was this. I had been restless. I drank too much strong green tea and could not fall asleep at night. In fact, for two nights I could not sleep at all. Now, my room opened onto the main cabin, or dining room. This was common for the rooms of single men. Wyatt's three rooms were separated from the main cabin by a sliding door. This door was never locked at night. During our voyage, there was a constant strong wind that blew. It moved the ship from side to side. As the ship leaned, the door slid open. It stayed open because no one shut it. Since it was hot, I kept the door to my cabin open. With the sliding door also open, I could see straight through to the other side of the ship. This was where Wyatt's three rooms were. In other words, I could see into Wyatt's rooms. On the two nights that I was awake, I saw something interesting. At about 11 o'clock, I saw Mrs. Wyatt secretly leave the room she shared with Wyatt. She carefully entered the next room and stayed there. In the morning, her husband called her and she went back into his room. It was clear that they were separated. They had separate apartments. This was surely a permanent arrangement. Here was the mystery of the extra room. There was another incident which interested me a lot. It occurred during one of the two nights that I could not sleep. Specifically, it happened after I saw Mrs. Wyatt disappear into the extra room. I noticed a strange and quiet noise coming from her husband. After listening for a long time, I understood what the sounds meant. They were the sound of the artist trying to open the oblong box. He used a small flat tool and a wooden hammer to pull off the lid. The sound of the hammer was softened by cotton or wool wrapped around its head. I imagined that I knew the exact moment when the lid popped loose. I could also hear him remove the entire lid. Then he placed it on the lower berth. I knew this because I could make out the sound of the lid hitting the wooden edges of the berth. Since there was no space on the floor to put the lid, it had to go on the berth. All of this was done very gently so as not to make a sound. After this, there was silence. It was dead still. I heard nothing more except for a small sound until sunrise. It was a low, crying sound. It was so quiet that I could almost not even hear it. But this sound could also have come from my own imagination. I said it sounded like crying, but also it may not have been. It is likely that it was only a ringing in my own ears. Wyatt must have opened the oblong box to admire the painting. After all, it was the treasure inside. Yet there was no reason that he should cry because of this. This must have been my imagination. It must have been caused by Captain Hardy's green tea. Just before sunrise on those two nights, I clearly heard Wyatt put the lid back on the oblong box. Then he forced the nails back in with the wooden hammer. Once finished, he came out of his room. He was fully dressed at this point. Finally, he called Mrs. Wyatt from her room.